It's time for the Magic Review! This is Reverend Sue and the Magic Review, a podcast series exploring witchy sites on the World Wide Web. This week's site is The Witch's Voice at www.witchvox.com. That's W-I-T-C-H, V like Victor, O-X.com. It's one of the oldest and most well-respected pagan sites on the interwebs today. Witchvox.com is the online presence of The Witch's Voice Incorporated, a 501c3 organization. That's right, your donations are tax deductible. Now, before I get into the site review, let me just say I've been reviewing magical correspondence sites so far because aligning correspondences is a big part of my spell work. This is not one of those sites. While it does have basic information, as you'll see later, it is really at its core a networking site. The site is, quote, open to all who follow a positive code of ethics, unquote. So, on to the review. Witchvox.com is a huge labyrinthine site that was started in 1997 in the internet's infancy and has not been redesigned since December 2003. Many of the archives and static links, courtesy of Fritz Jung, stop around 2004, so it seems no one has lifted that burden from him since shortly after his major redesign. It's kind of mobile-friendly, but there is a lot of text on each page, multiple sidebars in addition to the horizontal nav bar at the top of the page, and lots of link lists. Also, and this is a biggie for me, the horizontal navbar links are actually drop-down menus, as well as links themselves, but since you can't hover on a smartphone, you can only ever get to the main page for each drop-down menu. It's a little frustrating. Luckily, you can do a little maneuvering on the left sidebar once you get into the right menu topic. But it has no commercial advertising at all, is very private, and is run by volunteers, so we can't be too critical. The site is paid for by individual and group sponsors. Clicking on each menu header will lead you to different pages and sidebar menus, so it can be confusing to navigate until you know your way around. Let me take you through each of the menu buttons. The info menu has lots of information about basic pagan practice and some great resources, including links to pagan musicians. The World menu is mostly local submenus for groups, events, clergy, etc. that are in a huge database organized by state. This is by far the greatest resource, knowing where other pagans are located near you. The News menu consists of their Facebook link and several dated archives. The Voices menu is the emotional heart of the site, consisting of articles, essays, and poetry written by site members. The TWV menu contains all the technical and behind-the-scenes info that a legit nonprofit organization publishes about themselves. The shop menu is a listing of local and online shops, as well as courses you can take and links to pagan artisans and crafters. The U menu is all the stuff you need to start and maintain a personal account for submitting writing, groups, events, and other listings such as local clergy listings. But no account is needed to just access any of the information on this site. Well, that's it for this episode of Magic Review. Our theme music is by podcastthemes.com. This is Rev Sue and Velvet the Box Kitty saying so long, good luck, and happy magic.